Welcome, everyone, to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Developing Human Services with Coaches in IBM Business Process Manager 8, What to Do When It Does Not Work. Today's presenter is Ying Zhao. Ying has been working with the IBM Business Process Manager product suite since 2006. She has worked on numerous critical customer cases which required prompt resolution. She is also a seasoned speaker on WebSphere Service Technical Exchange, sharing her product knowledge and experience with others. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ying. You may begin.
Thank you, David. Welcome, everybody. Today, we will discuss developing coaches in Business Process Manager version 8. Coach, or sometimes called Next Generation Coach, or CoachNG, is a new feature introduced in BPM version 8. It is a new design, therefore there's a plenty of reference materials in the Info Center, BPM support site, and Developer Works teaches users how to develop business process with new coach. This presentation, rather than focusing on coach design and authoring, as most of these reference materials do, focus on problem resolution of coach development. It will cover mechanisms you should be aware of to troubleshoot. Furthermore, the information that you are required to provide when you want to work with IBM support engineers. Moving on to slide number 2. So this chart shows today's agenda. We'll start off with basics of human service, for which coaches are developed for, and how human service fits into the overall business process development. Then we dive into problem determination to troubleshoot should problem occurs during coach development. The presentation is going to wrap up with good practices to facilitate coach development and problem determination. Moving on to slide number 3. So now let's touch base on human service. Slide number 4. A human service defines the user interface that allows a user to interact with a business process via web interface. With role authorization, authorized users are able to execute a task so that the service flows into the next task. When the current task is completed, the user interface within the human service is implemented by one or several coaches or heritage coaches. Prior to version 8, Heritage Coach is the only viable option if you want to code web interface within the business process. Since version 8, Coach is a recommended user interface implementation. However, developing Heritage Coach is still supported in version 8 for backward compatibility. Slide number 5. In this chart, we see the major differences between Coach and Heritage Coach. First of all, in version 8 Coach, Coach Views is introduced. Coach Views are reusable collections of user interfaces that are frequently bound to a data type. This means that you can share common pieces of user interface between coaches. Coaches are implemented with client-side Web 2 technology so that it bears Web 2 appearance and behavior, and data usually resides on client side, so should changes occur, then there's no need for full page reload. On the other hand, with the Heritage Coach, which are implemented with Web 1 technology, so data and content usually are with the server, and the content rendering normally occurs on the server side and transmitted over to the client side. The human task flows leaves the coach when the boundary event occurs. A coach can have multiple exit flows, with each one associated with a different boundary event. On the other hand, Heritage Coach only support one button click to help transit from one task to the next. Coaches support collaboration while Heritage Coaches do not, so that with coaches, more than one person can work on the same coach instance at the same time in their own browsers. And additionally, behind the scene, the control ID of a view-based coach is different from the control ID of a heritage coach, as shown in this table. Slide number 6. Furthermore, in terms of human service development in version 8, both coach and heritage coach development are supported, as previously mentioned. In fact, you can develop a human service with a mixture of user interfaces implemented with both coach or heritage coach. However, one specific user interface should be implemented only with either coach or heritage coach, but not both. Version 8 provides the support for both development time and runtime support for both coach and heritage coach. Slide number 7. Now, after we have discussed the differences between coach and heritage coach, it's not difficult for us to conclude the benefits of using coach in our application development. The benefits include improved programming simplicity, extensibility, and flexibility by improving the reusability of the application, such as using coach views. Coach views are closely coupled with business data, and with coach development, task transition is triggered by coach boundary event. Coaches are implemented with client-side Web2 technology so that, as previously mentioned, content rendering usually do not require full-page reload. Therefore, the coach-based application usually benefit from better responsiveness and performance on the web. Furthermore, with the new coach, coach also have a better localization and localization support and mobile web support. Slide number 8. Now, let's talk about application development for human services and coaches. Number 9. This chart shows the process, advanced HR open new position process of the hiring sample advanced application. Activities that require interacting with end users are implemented as human services. Specifically, each human service activity is associated with certain user roles to give the authorized user the ability to perform the task. Slide number 10. So this one shows with a specific human service, the human service submit requisition NG human service implemented with coaches. Each coach contains web UI components such as text field, button, etc. These coaches serves as user interface for users to interact with the process via web. To capture and process business data flow in and out of the human service, we can declare variables such as private, input, output, or exposed process variables. Slide number 11. This chart sums up the characteristics of coach development. Coach development focuses on component reusability. The reusable components are developed as coach views. In version 8, out of the box, there's a default set of coach views have been provided called stock controls. And these coach views are provided for user conveniences. Users are also encouraged to create custom coach views to facilitate application development. A major functionality of coach view is to present an underlying data structure, and this type of coach views are bound to a specific business object. In fact, with the version 8 support, such development for data-bound coach views has been simplified. So so that when you go into the development interface, you can right click on the business object, choose create code view from the pop-up to create a code view automatically bound to the business object. Now, to trigger task flow within the human service, code views can declare events to wire out to cause state change. In terms of iterative development and collaboration, version 8 has built-in mechanisms such as code view development, coach toolkit packaging that make change easy and make sharing work with coworkers easy. Slide number 12. Now let's dive into troubleshooting. The discussion is going to be structured as overview, which showing the general problem determination process flow and the basic must gathers. It's going to be followed by collecting specific information regarding authoring, execution, and performance should problem occurs at the different aspect of the application development. Slide number 13. This chart shows the general problem determination process flow. As it shows, the key to resolve a coach development problem, like resolving all other programming problems, is to gather sufficient information, use proper troubleshooting tools to narrow down the problem area, and find out the root cause, being that you want to solve the problem by yourself or work with IBM product support. Moving on to number 14. When the problem starts to occur, the very first thing we should find out is whether we can consistently recreate the problem. Developing a recreatable test case scenario helps us obtain further information, such as what the problem is, when, where, and under what circumstances the problem occurs. When answering questions such as when, where, and what, we will start to have a good understanding of whether the problem is strictly runtime or authoring related. If the problem is authoring related, we also need to find out if the problem occurs repeatedly with other users on different machines. And moving on to number 15. Once we have a good understanding of the problem, we can start to gather the basic information for problem determination. We can search IBM support site or develop a works forum with information such as product version, fix pack level, errors in the logs, etc., to find out whether our problem has already been identified and addressed. If given the information, we cannot narrow down the scope of the problem area, or we would like to engage BPM product support to assist in problem determination, we may need to follow the must-gather instructions as listed in the chart to send in the information to IBM BPM product support. Slide number 16. So sometimes when we work with BPM product support, we are also required to provide runtime trace information in addition to the logs. This slide shows how to enable coach-related tracing. Following the step, and after you recreate the problem, after the coach has been run, you will find trace information in the profiles folder underneath profile name logs slash server name slash trace.log. Moving on to slide number 17. So if the problem occurs during a coach authoring time, this information is useful for us to perform troubleshooting. First of all, the AE.log in the process designer workspace is the best source for capturing exceptions during authoring. And you can also capture additional information by adding a specific switch that's dash coach view dev mode into the eclipse.ini for process designer. This option will allow users use right-click in the graphical view of the coach editor and choose to see the source XML. Normally, this additional information can be helpful for coach development to gather model information to further investigate the issue. And sometimes, if out-of-memory issues occurred with a process designer, then normally users are required to follow the general must-gather instructions to collect the basic information to engage IBM support to start working on the problem. Slide number 18. If the problem occurs during coach execution time, there are additional checklists we need to go through, as we'll probably also need to use web development tools to help us analyze the problem. And in addition, further runtime logs and trace may also be useful in helping us troubleshoot. Slide number 19. For a runtime problem, this is the additional list of information together to help us find our solutions on IBM support and developer works website. And moving on to slide number 20. When we want to perform coach problem troubleshooting, we may need to rely on debugging tools to collect further information. So as shown in this chart here, Process Inspector is the native debugging tool we can use. Slide number 21. As shown here, we can use the inspector to investigate whether data has been properly populated and passed through. Slide number 22. When we click on the debug task button in the inspector opens debugging session in the browser window. We can then use step button to step through to debug, or run button to complete the service to move on to the next activity. Slide number 23. Since coaches, as mentioned before, are implemented with Web 2.0 technology, browser client-side debugging tools, Firebug or Fiddler, when we need to perform problem determination, may come into handy. These tools help us find out generated HTML, style sheet, and JavaScript errors, and also help us to analyze network traffic. Slide number 24. As a Firefox extension, Firebug makes debugging web applications, including coach-based applications, easy. We can review application errors in the Firebug console window. We can set up breakpoints to debug JavaScript programs in the script window, and from the HTML window, we can review HTML source code. We can also investigate the site traffic composed of HTTP GET or POST requests. Developers can also make changes on the local copy, such as updating the CSS style sheet and view changes taking effect live on local browsers. Slide number 25. Correspondingly, Fiddler, with Internet Explorer native developer tool, offers competitive features on Internet Explorer. Moving on to number 26. Furthermore, if you are debugging a problem with the coach that you developed, then you probably can add debugger statement in the JavaScript, as this is a very easy way of creating a breakpoint at the proper place during the coach execution. And in future releases, we can also use Coach Global APIs to inspect the state of Coach View instances without setting breakpoints. Slide number 27. The client-side logs are captured in browser debugging tool, as we discussed, such as Firebug, Console Window, or Fiddler. We can also use Firebug to collect the generated HTML, which usually is useful when we need to investigate the proper look and feel of the web interface we developed. Slide number 28. When Coach performance problem occurs, we can follow the guidelines on slide number 19, which was for the runtime problems to capture the additional data. To collect logs and trace, we should also follow the next slide guidelines as shown in slide number 29. Moving on to 29. This slide shows us additional logs and trace to help us analyze performance problems. And the trace information is always, as mentioned before, being stored underneath the specific profile that your runtime environment is running on. Slide number 30. If the performance issue occurs during code generation, then this slide shows how to trace code gen performance problems specifically. Then after you run the code for the first time, you will find trace information and the profile in the specific profile, and as we mentioned before. Moving on to slide number 31. So this slide sums up the general good practices that can help us improve coach development efficiencies. First of all, in terms of development, we should start off simple and add complexity later on, such as, for example, at the initial development phases, we can develop several runs of mockups to achieve the desired look and feel, and then later on we can bind the mockups to the interface to the actual business data. And during the mockup development, we can probably identify reusable assets so that we can actually make these reusable assets as coach views. And if we find out there are toolkits that already contain the artifacts that our coach can use, then we can simply add a dependency on these toolkits to reuse the already developed coach views. Also, further good practices, we can find the reference, handful of references available in the info center. Furthermore, there's also going to be a good practice article be published on DeveloperWorks. And to sum it up, in a nutshell, the recommendations are basically in terms of coach view development, it's recommended we follow a layered architecture design of a coach views. That means that's the coach view development as follow the hierarchy with widget coach views and business object at the bottom layer, template coach views and data-centric coach views at the middle layer, and composite coach views at the top to achieve the most efficient asset reuse and development agility. So the widget coach views are the most reusable coach views of all the types. The widget coach views are normally similar to those provided to us as the stock controls. So basically the guidelines for developing widget coach views also follow the guidelines for developing the stock controls. But widget coach views these coach views are custom built. The data-centric coach views are those coach views, as what we mentioned before, those coach views that are bound to a specific business object. Template code truths are those code truths that normally contain immutable content such as banner or logo. Using template code truths to develop coaches or further some other code truths may help us to create consistent look and feel among the coaches and code truths that we developed. The component code truths are those code truths that contain other code truths. So as following the principle of layered architecture design, we can see it is quite important for us to develop well-behaved rigid code truths, and we normally follow the information provided in the info center and the samples that we can review from the stock controls to create our own custom rigid code truths. Furthermore, to support layered architecture design, then unit testing is also very crucial as an important step in the coach development. And as we discussed previously, using debugging tools such as Firebug, Fiddler, that can help us to improve the efficiency of coach debugging. And further, in addition to all of this, to encourage proper reuse of the existing assets such as code views, then for each developed code views, probably we need to provide detailed usage or use case documentation to help other users to have a good understanding how the assets going to be reused. And moving on to number 32, this chart shows the general reference for the presentation. If you are interested in knowing in details like the problem determination with a certain debugging tools, how this is performed in depth, then you can go to this URLs and some other general information that you can look for other problem determination suggestions on the developer works website and product support site. Moving on to 33, I would like to acknowledge people who have helped me to put this slides together in today's presentation: Grant Taylor and Paul Petrovsky from the BPM development team. Moving on to slide 34. So this chart shows the additional information, the online resources for WebSphere products. And if you're interested in other WebSphere support technical exchange, then you can come to the WebSphere support technical exchange website and probably sign up for other presentations or listen to the presentation replay of previous ones. So, and this sums up, this one wraps up my presentation today, and I'll hand over the control over to David.
Thank you, Ying, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject WSTE Subscribe to get a list of mailing lists and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. Moving on to the Q&A session, I would like to remind you that for those of you who joined us via the web conference, you can also post your questions in the group chat. Precedence will be given to questions asked through the phone, and if time permits, we will also address questions in the group chat. At this time, we would like to open the lines for questions. I do see a couple of questions in the group chat. The first one is, I tried setting CoachView.devMode flag in Eclipse.ini and cannot launch Process Designer. Is there a specific syntax for setting this?
So basically, as far as my understanding, the cap, the actually the I think this it's a mixture of lowercase and uppercase. So basically, we'd like to know whether the cap letters are capped specifically right. And as I mentioned, if you make sure the syntax is correct, then you if you still have problem and starting up the process designer, then probably from the AE.log, then maybe there's some specific error that we can check to see whether something goes wrong with that. We can definitely take this problem offline so that we can further analyze the problem if you are having the problem.
Okay, and I did put up slide number one, which has Ing's email address if you'd like to send her an email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then a couple of people are asking about the must gather URL. They did not see it in the presentation for BPM.
I think on a specific slide, I think on the that's the general must gathering URL. Let me see. I think which slide is that? I think I go over with that. That's slide number 15.
15.
Yeah. Slide number 15, that's the must gather. That's the general one. And for coach specific, then really depends on which problem area the problem lies in. Then you may need to provide additional information to work with the product support.
Okay, thank you. I'm not seeing any more questions in the chat. So at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Ing, for presenting today.
Thank you, Dave.